Current depth is 40 kilometers. Is 30, is only 30, 30 kilometers, 7, 30, 30, 5, 30.
How you feeling now?
Drained, but good. My tooth's still bugging me, but if that's the worst of my problems, I'm doing all right. I don't think I told you before. Surfacing is kind of like flying home from vacation. It feels twice as long. You know, you're coming back to the grind with a shitload of dirty laundry. Pardon my French.
And what am I in this scenario?
You're the amazing neighbor who fed my basset hound while I was gone.
He ate pretty good.
Thanks, bud.
So,
something I gotta bring up.
What's that?
I don't like being out of the loop. Back there, why didn't I hear about your panic issues earlier?
Well, I've only ever had that reaction in canyons. I'll be fine now.
That was pretty intense.
Really, I promise. That was a one-time thing. It's over now. Easy peasy.
You gotta let me help you. You're not in this alone. You can lean on me.
I know. I thought about telling you. I did, but I didn't want to saddle you with all that worry.
I can handle a whole lot, B.
I know.
Don't you trust me to figure things out with you?
Of course I do.
I've been in some hairy situations. That know-how is worth something.
Don't make me feel...
I get it.
...useless.
I could have not told you at all, right? Suffered in silence? And you did help me. I wouldn't have made it through that if you weren't there.
When did they start, the attacks?
I was in a network of canyons once, near the Galapagos. Right at the tail end of grad school. It was one of the biggest dive sequences I've done. The capstone for my PhD project. I guess it was also just after I moved out of the place I am. My old place. Anyway, there was a lot going on. We had a landslide underwater. This whole sandstorm situation, with all the debris in the water, I couldn't see anything for about 5 minutes. And all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe either. It happened in a canyon. I was lucky I got out.
Does mission support know?
I told them I haven't had an episode in years. That it was in the past, and it has been. I breezed through every simulation for this mission. You know that. They cleared me.
So you didn't tell them everything?
I told them enough to put the pieces together. They could decide for themselves. I don't know what their rubric was, but I was deemed fit, and I still am.
I feel for you, B, but I've got to be crystal clear. I don't like being the last to know. As your commander, I should be the first. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else you want to tell me?
Okay. I'm gonna level with you. Can we not share this episode with Ground? They're gonna start second-guessing everything they've got set up for me. Dive 2 is the only canyon system. I've looked at every single map and simulation. I'll be okay from now on. Really.
You are asking me to break the rules.
Only a little.
All right. You tell him if you want to, I won't. I'll trust your track record. But if this happens again, we gotta call it in.
Understood. I appreciate it. Really. Like I said, it's a long way up.
Yes, it is.
If you don't mind, would you tell me that prom story one more time? I love that one.
I don't think I'm up for it right now, B.
Please. Something to take our minds off this ascent, off everything today.
I don't know.
We had a heck of a hot spell in May. It felt like summer snuck up on us.
crickets and cicadas and swallers and the whole world singing its gosh darn heart out. The frogs, the croaking.
We didn't have frogs.
And there's this girl who grew up on a farm next town over. She went to my high school, though. She had my eye on her a while, because I was the resident player.
Hey!
I said hi at some of her track meets, came around to her place a few times, innocent stuff on the back porch, dropped off a pecan pie that my mama made for me, met her folks, and here's the thing. Her dad hated my guts. He was a real stickler, I guess you'd say. This is your line.
No, I'd say he was a straight-up hard-ass.
That's what I like to hear. It's just prom, sir. Lighten up.
He did warm up to me eventually. Just took 20 years or so.
But we're talking about the first time. Let him be the villain for a sec.
If you say so. I think I got it from here.
Well, all right.
He thought I was a hot shot, I'm sure. But I asked her to prom anyway. And she said yes. And my insides were just about busting out of my body.
I promised him that we'd be home by 11 o'clock on the dot.
Of course you did.
And I asked my buddy if I could borrow his truck. This old school blue and chrome gem all shined up. I'd put a new engine in it for him. He kind of owed me. Anyway, I laid some hay in the back bed, made it nice and comfortable.
Whoa there, Buster. 0 to 90.
Not exactly. More like 5 to 15. Anyway, after the dance, we drove up to the mountaintop above my house. Darkest spot I knew. See, that was my plan the whole time. To lie back there in the truck bed and show her all the stars over Georgia. That's what we did. We looked up at the stars together. And we lost count. And then at 11, I said goodnight.
I'm wondering if you need a different ending.
Should I have gone with the marriage and the kid stuff?
You know what? I think it's great either way.
I miss her so much.
I know, Ty.
Would you tell me something about Chicago? I mean, if you want to. But, you know.
Hmm?
Fair's fair. Tit for tat.
Hey, watch your language. All right. What haven't I told you?
Tell me about your house as a kid.
You mean our apartment?
Yeah.
Why do you want to know?
I like a mental picture. You don't talk about it a lot.
Well, okay. It's pretty easy to draw a picture of it, actually. Cookie-cutter building, 3 stories, all brick. We had unit 2C. Moved there when I was 6. There aren't enough windows. The hallway, it's so dark in there. Oh, and my parents, God, they turned it into a shrine to me and my brother with a spotlight on the shelves. And there's also a... Jeez, how do we get into this?
Come on, it can't be that bad. Besides, I like hearing this stuff.
It's dumb.
I won't judge.
You say that now.
Promise.
Okay. So, when I was maybe 8 or 9, I tried out some different activities. And I asked my mom if I could do ballet.
Doesn't sound so strange.
But you should have seen her. She was ecstatic. She was calling up all her sisters, neighbors, everybody. Look, Bianca's a ballerina now. Bianca, she'll be the prima ballerina someday. She bought me this music box with a ballet dancer inside, and the dancer would twirl as the music played. She was so beautiful. Smooth skin, long legs. Somehow she seemed light on her feet, even though they were glued to the box. She was mesmerizing. We kept the music box on that hallway shelf. I'd open it night after night. And I'd wonder why I was absolutely nothing like her. I'm short. I've got melanin. I have curves and muscles in all the wrong places. And I'm not delicate. I was terrible at it. I quit after 3 lessons. I'm pretty sure the box is still there in the hallway.
You're just the right size for a submersible.
Yeah, I guess so. I can still picture the ballerina right there next to my first communion picture. You ever get one of those?
Nope. Baptists don't do that.
May I say, I was damn cute.
I'm sure you were.
It's one of my parents' favorite possessions. If I die on this trip, it's going to be the picture they print. Just saying. You thought you peaked at 45. I peaked at 6.5.
Sometimes parents can be a little stuck in the past. I get it.
I think that's how my mom and dad still see me. I'm a girl who hasn't been corrupted.
Come on.
They see half of me. Not the rest.
I'm sorry, B.
It's all right. I just didn't turn out the way they wanted me to.
Maybe not the way they expected.
Semantics. I lost my faith. I couldn't give them what they wanted.
That can't be entirely true.
Oh, it's undeniably true.
I guess what I'm saying is, your parents, you, me, we can hold 20 conflicting feelings about someone we love all at once. And each of them is true.
Want to hear something funny? They always called anyone I was dating my friend. Like, 3 years into a relationship.
It's hard to accept that your kids aren't kids anymore.
I always thought it was a good idea to put some space between them and me. I moved to a new coast, got some fresh air, talked to them only at Christmas and birthdays, gave us each a few thousand miles of breathing room. Now it's a few hundred million. But I haven't escaped anything. The sense of not measuring up, it's buried too deep inside me. What I do is never enough. I disappointed them so much. And the irony is, we were already miles apart. Even in the same room. I just wish they could see me. All of me.
I hope you don't mind a little wisdom from an old fart. I've been surprised by so many people. Folks change. Things you never thought could happen, happen. God's honest truth. And I want you to know that no matter how many times you might drive me straight up the wall, I consider you a good person, all of you, and a real friend.
No, you mean like a friend, or like a friend according to Mr. and Mrs. Guerrero? Because, like, I don't think you and I'll cut out for that sort of relationship.
Well, don't go making things weird now.
Well, that's why I'm saying you gotta wash the
This is celery souffle.
Oh, good morning, Gordy.
Good morning, Director.
I apologize for interrupting, Carol.
It's fine. Just archiving the dive log from Target Site 7 now.
Can I have a word?
Of course. You mind if we talk in the courtyard? I've been cooped up for a while. Gordon, I know you're frustrated. I am, too.
One miss is worrisome. 3 misses. That's a pattern. 7? We're in a whole different territory.
It's not what anyone was hoping for, but there's still plenty of opportunity.
We greenlit the mission 14 years ago, chose the crew 6 years ago, and now we're weeks away from the finish with nothing to show for it.
They're safe. 1 billion kilometers away. This mission is not a small victory.
You're right. It's a huge disappointment.
It just feels that way right now.
It will feel that way. To the press, to the public, to Washington, when they recall that we spent $234 billion getting to Enceladus and back, with virtually nothing to show for it. I'm considering changing the target sites for later dives.
Excuse me?
I'm working with the science team to figure out alternates.
I think that's incredibly risky. These 24 were chosen for specific reasons. Gordon, I never had a mission order changed on me mid-flight. Not unless there was a life-threatening emergency.
Sometimes, Carol, we need to be adaptable.
Open wide.
Ty, this is overkill. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Come on, B. I can't see anything when you're talking. You bring up a toothache, and it's my job. Stop moving to make sure it's not an issue.
It's just a little soreness. Like I said, I clench my teeth sometimes at night. A stress thing.
Uh-huh. Which one is it again?
Back left. Bottom row.
Now let me get a light on it. I need to get a better angle. One sec. What the?
What?
Oh, your gums. They look like a crime scene.
You're kidding.
I can barely see the tooth. When did this start hurting?
I don't know. Maybe a month ago?
A month?
That horror kicked that one off, I guess.
B, here's the mirror. Take a look with the light on it.
Come on. It can't be that bad. Holy shit. It's good my language.
I think that's actually the appropriate response here. Hold still. Hold still! I'll take some photos. We can send these to ground, get some advice.
Ty, what does this mean?
Don't worry. The ground team will give us a procedure to follow. They'll contact the best dental institutions. You'll get primo care, and we'll be right as rain in a couple of days.
A couple of days?
That's why we have contingency days, for stuff like this. We're on schedule now, which means we're actually ahead of schedule. Don't stress.
This is so stupid. I can handle the pain. I've done it already. We don't need to wait.
B.
So far, we found nothing on this moon other than dead rocks. We're wasting precious time.
You can't be your best if you're in excruciating pain. I'm sending the photos. Put your feet up.
Ugh.
Take a painkiller and a nap. It's a non-dive day anyway, right? Let's see what ground says.
God damn it. I'll just pull out the freaking tooth right now.
Nap. Commander's orders. Incoming.
All right already.
You were out for a good 5 hours.
What's up, Doc?
Dispatch 985B, Carol Robinson, Capcom, Pisces Mission Support. Ty, B, thanks for the update. Issues like this one happen more often than you think. You heard about Specialist McConnell's appendicitis on Mars 1, I bet. We got through that.
Oh, right. Ricky.
We don't really dwell on these health matters pre-flight because the fear can be worse than the actual predicament. You know what I mean? Anyway, the point is, he was fine and you will be too. So, the recommended procedure is a molar extraction.
Oh, hell no! I was joking!
No, you're not gonna like
it. Fuck! Shit!
A dental professional could probably drain the abscess around the tooth, but from here we can't tell how deep the infection goes. So the safest course is to remove the tooth, roots and all, and hit the area with antibiotics. Otherwise, quote, infection can enter the jaw and bloodstream, resulting in serious or life-threatening complications. So says the report.
Oh, well, that puts me at ease.
B.
Ty, you get to do the honors. You've got local anesthetics. It's a 15-minute procedure at most.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Radio back if you need anything at all. I know this is frustrating, but you'll do great. I know you will. End dispatch.
Tell me you've done oral surgery before.
I've done oral surgery before.
Really?
No, I was just doing what I was told.
God damn it! This idiotic tooth! I don't even need it! Our food is mush anyways. It's a useless appendage. God damn it!
The directions. Wendy won't do it.
Oh, for the love of God, just get it over with.
Let's set up at the lab table. You can lean back in that chair. I'll belt you in.
Fine.
Okay. Step one. Make the patient comfortable. You feeling okay?
I've never been so relaxed in my life.
Let me, prop up your headrest?
Get on with it, kind sir.
Okay. Step two. Have patient open mouth and inject syringe with anesthetic into gum line well below affected tooth. Okay. Okay. I think that must be around here.
Just do it!
I don't want to rush it.
Stab me already! Ah!
This is senses.
Frickin' fucking hell!
Right. It'll numb in 30 seconds. This is fast-acting stuff.
You know, when I became an astronaut, the first thing I pictured doing was getting a root canal in outer space.
We'll get through this. It'll be over before you know it.
Wait a sec. Are your hands shaking?
No, ma'am. Moving on. Step three. Using scalpel, clear away infected gums, exposing tooth down to the roots. You feeling that?
Feel what?
Hot dog, it's working. Step four. Using medical pliers, remove tooth. Grabbing from the base area. Okay.
I better still have my angelic smile after you're done.
You will be. Even more angelic. On the count of three. One.
Because I'm going to get you back if you mangle it.
Two.
I promise you.
Three. It's not coming out!
Oh, just pull it out already!
Come on now! I'm gonna brace my foot against the table. Am I hurting you?
No.
Almost. Got it! Oh.
That sounded good.
Success.
Oh. Jesus, you look terrible.
One second. I think I need a little sit down.
Carol. Everyone, the procedure went so well. The patient's been resting after his harrowing ordeal. He's slated to make a full recovery. How you doing, bud?
Weak stomach, that's all.
He lost a lot of bodily fluids, but we're back on track. I'm glad his medical issue hasn't cost us too much time.
Har har. Didn't the procedure say that you should remain perfectly quiet until your mouth heals for everyone's benefit?
You're full of it.